I'm Liz Pelka. As his administration faces an impeachment inquiry, President Donald Trump is stepping up attacks on a whistleblower within his government. Friday, Trump tweeted that it's, quote, sounding more and more like the so-called whistleblower isn't a whistleblower at all, and alleging the person is a partisan operative. The anonymous complaint says Trump sought help from the new president of Ukraine in digging up dirt about presidential candidate, former Vice President Joe Biden. While American politics is consumed by the contents of President Trump's private call with Ukraine's president, the situation has become a diplomatic car crash for the country that depends on U.S. aid. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Because Volodymyr Zelensky was on the receiving end of the U.S. president's controversial requests, a memo of which the White House released on Wednesday. And his side of the conversation paints him in a pretty unflattering light.
It was normal. We spoke about
Zelensky's agreement to Trump's request to reopen a probe into a company that employed Joe Biden's son is likely to infuriate U.S. Democrats and shake the bipartisan support Kiev needs.
You know what? There was no pressure.
Some Ukrainians now fear their country could become toxic in Washington, as it is thrust center stage in an official impeachment inquiry, even jeopardizing the U.S. military aid that Trump emphasized as he asked the favor.
That was Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Zelensky also said German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Emmanuel Macron weren't doing enough to enforce sanctions on Russia, which the Ukraine is in a geopolitical standoff with. Zelensky has admitted he didn't think his side of the call would be released. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Dengue fever is spreading rapidly across Central America. That, according to the Internet,